Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Wonderful Wednesday, and I'm everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. And today is May 3rd. Wow, time is, of course, zooming by. I keep saying that. I'm wondering if it's zooming by because I'm saying that, or am I saying that because it's zooming by? Something to think about. Anyway, on Wonderful Wednesday, we address different types of relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, and just building relationships overall. And today, I want to talk some more about relationships and the fact that relationships can boost your achievement. So if you are not on point and not on target with achieving those goals or getting those blossoms in, getting the Mayflowers to show up in your life, then guess what? We're going to learn a little bit about relationships and how they can boost your achievement. Now, I decided to talk about this particular subject because it seems like everything I'm reading, or not everything, some of the things that I read, and I'm seeing it more often than not, is that people are lonely. And I get Time magazine in the mail, and it talks about the adolescents and how they're depressed and all of the different things that are going on within the different generations, different age groups, and it all points towards loneliness and not making meaningful connections in life. Let's blame Facebook. Okay, let's not. I'm kidding. But the point is that you look on Facebook and you will see that some people have tons of friends, tons of likes on their pages, their various pages, and you think, wow, they are so super popular. People love them. Well, what they love is what they post. They love their words, and they're loving them, but they're loving them from afar. And I think it's important that we understand the value of still making personal connections, live connections, in this day and time. This is why the loneliness rate is going up. And it's because people are lonely and they haven't learned how to make those connections. So, and I think they long. See, you don't get lonely. Loneliness is about longing for something. And so you don't get lonely unless you're longing for something. This tells us that people are longing for relationships. Now, what does this have to do with goal achievement? As I said at the beginning, if you are not on point with achieving your goals, understand this. Pretty much everything you want when it comes to achieving your goals, yeah, you got to go through another human being to get it, connect with another human being, learn from another human being, mentor, coach, have your friends spread the word about what it is you do or what it is you want to accomplish, find people who are experts in that field. So you have to connect with a live human being on some level at some point. Now, does that, if you don't connect with a live human being, can you achieve your goals? Well, it kind of depends on what the goal is. Because the truth of the matter is, you can learn from books, but there's nothing like talking to a live human being who's been in the trenches. Do you know how many books that I've read? And by the way, you guys can see a picture on the Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. I took a picture of the books that I'm reading this month, and you'll notice that some of the books have made our Power Achievers book club. And I took that picture because, first of all, I want you guys to see the that I'm authentic when I recommend certain books for you to read, that I have in fact read those books. If I ever recommend a book that I have not read, it will be because I am so confident that this author is amazing because I've read tons of their books. But chances of that happening is about zero. But back to the subject. The point that I'm making there is that you can learn a lot from reading, but at the end of the day, when you're done reading, when you're done posting in your various social media, on your various social media pages, you still want to connect with people. Now, what I'm going to share with you today is 7 things to improve interaction with others. Because I think that today, because of the internet, we can go on the internet and we can find almost anything we want. So where's back in the day, you know, I would have to pick up the phone and call a friend and say, hey, I'm looking for XYZ. Do you know where I can find this? Now I don't have to do that. I can go to the internet and I can do a Google search, or I can go on Bing or Edge. I can go anywhere and I can do a search and find what it is I'm looking for. I can even find a person on the internet who can tell me what I'm looking for or tell me how to find what it is I'm looking for. But as I said, at the end of the day, you still want to have live interaction. Think about this. If we never got together, nobody would get busy and our population would disappear. All right, back on track. Okay, let's get to these seven ways before I have to turn this to an explicit podcast as opposed to a clean one. We like to keep it clean here. All right, these are seven things to improve interactions with others. First of all, you want to make a list of everyone you know. If you're lonely, if you're not connecting with people, if you are not sure of the right connections to make when it comes to your goal achievement, then it's important that you make connections, period. Be aware of the types of friends and acquaintances that you would like to make. And then eventually you're going to, opportunities will present themselves where you will meet the people who will talk about the very thing that you were looking for. Sometimes they'll talk about the thing that you're looking for that you didn't know that you were looking for. So you want to contact others or be in contact with others. So start out by making a list of everyone you know, loved ones, friends, and acquaintances. And then you can make it a point to start contacting them regularly. Now you're not just contacting them so they can help you meet your goals. You're contacting them because not only, it's not just about achieving your goals, but it's also about that energetic connection, being able to express your love in one form, or express your life in a form such that you are thriving, such that you feel excited, such that you are able to take things up a notch because you are now in the flow of life. No man is an island. You may have heard that cliche before, but it's very true. And if you're an island, not much gets done in your world. So you want to make contact with others. Once you make that list of everyone that you know and you start to make it a point to start to contact them regularly, to interact with them regularly, then as I said, you're going to meet someone either, you know, through the people that you know that are already on your list. That's how you expand your list. Now, that's a great way to make friends in the real world live as opposed to sending a friend request on Facebook. You can actually make friends through connection, live connections. You know, I make a point to call my aunts and during the month, and I call my friends to check up on them, or I might text them because I have quite a few friends. So if I got on the phone, I'd never get any work done. So I text them, and then I kind of make the rounds and actually give them a phone call. And the ones that are here, we set up time so we can get together and hang out or something like that. So it's important. And in addition to kind of contacting others, you can also network. Okay, go out and go to networking events and meet people. And of course, that's for business. But here's what I've discovered, that in the process of networking for business, I've actually met people who I'm now friends with. So it's awesome. All right, so you want to make contact with others. The second thing is you want to get involved. No matter, you know, where you live, no matter how busy you say you are, what your interests, your skills that you think you have or don't have, there are people who will need your help. You can bring something amazing to the table. We're all meant to connect. We're all meant to be here for one another. And so you want to get involved. You want to show interest in the lives of other people. How can you help them? See, we always know how other people can help us, but we have to sometimes ask ourselves, how can I help someone else? How can I help that group? How can I help that person? And you'll be surprised. That's going to bring a lot of joy to your life. And see, this is one of the ways that relationships boost achievement. Because once you start to bringing joy into someone else's life, you're going to feel joy in your own life. Once you start helping other people, you're going to feel excited about what you've done. You're going to feel good about what you've done. And as a result of doing that, well, now your energy level, your vibrations are super high, and now you're going to attract some amazing things into your life. Here's another one. Get some dreams, new goals, and that will spark some life into you. And dreams, they give you hope, and they add spark to your life. So find some new things to achieve. If your goals that you're working on now, if it seems like they're taking forever, then find a small goal to kind of achieve in between that, because it's a, if you achieve a very small goal on a small scale, it's going to boost your excitement, your vibrations. You're going to be really thrilled about your life, and your confidence is going to go up. And now you're going to look at the bigger goal as not so big. You're going to look at it as a challenge that, hey, I am ready to take this on, and it is so done. And so this is kind of how you start to boost your achievement. So you want to develop new dreams. The other thing about that is when you bring in a new dream or a new idea or a new goal, it's so super fresh that other people will want to get on board, and they'll be excited about the words that come out of your mouth. They'll be excited about what you're sharing with them. Now, here's another thing. If you are not so good at maintaining interactions or maintaining friendships or relationships, then sometimes it's not just because you're a mean, rude person. Sometimes there may be something else going on. So try eating properly, because here's the thing about eating the right foods. First of all, low blood sugar, improper diet, that magnifies any negative feelings that you might have. So look at what you're eating, because when you eat the right foods, good to healthy foods have high energetic levels, high vibrational levels. And so when you ingest that, now you're feeling a lot better. You know, low fat foods, fruits, vegetables, as opposed to potato chips, cookies, candy. Sounds delicious, but you want to eat properly so that you can have the right attitude, because you're feeling good about you and your energy level is up. The fifth point that I want to share with you, and these are really good strategies that you guys can use, and they're simple, but if you put them into action, you're going to get some amazing results. The fifth one is recharge your body. Tired people tend to lean toward problems, and they respond negatively to situations. So how do we recharge our bodies? You can exercise, and of course you don't want to be exercising all the time and not getting enough sleep. And you know, I've actually paid attention to that when it comes to me, because I can work from sun up to sundown to almost sun up again. I can stay up to 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning without realizing that, oh my goodness, it's 2:30 in the morning. And I said I wanted to get up at 7. So that's not a lot of sleep. And I've seen the difference in my performance, my work performance, and how I think. And sometimes, and I'm an upbeat, positive person, and I love people. But when I don't get enough sleep and I'm tired like that, I kind of don't want to be bothered. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'll call them later. I'll call them back. So that's certainly not building relationships or interacting in a way that allows me to build relationships that will not only boost my achievement as it relates to my goals, but to maintain some amazing relationships with other people. Why? Because, yeah, I'm kind of not paying attention to my own body, and I'm not getting the proper rest that I need. The sixth strategy that I have for you is you want to focus on the good things that have happened. So count your blessings. Focus on the good things that have happened and that are happening in your life. Because what happens is when you focus on the good things that have happened and the good things that are happening in your life, they amplify. You're going to get more. And not only that, here it comes again. You're going to get that confidence boost that you need to achieve your goals, the big goals that you set, the ones where you think that you can't achieve it. You said, you know what? I did the make it rain thing in April. I listened to the podcast. I followed some of these things. So what else is there? Well, that's why we did troubleshooting yesterday. So if you missed that podcast, go listen to it and ask yourself the three most important questions for troubleshooting, but also troubleshooting your achievement. But the other thing is that it could be where you're focused, what you're focused on. It didn't happen in your time frame, how you thought it should happen, when you thought it should happen. And as a result, you started looking towards the negative side of life. You started looking to all the things that were wrong in your life. And I have met people like that. And I got to tell you, it's a drag. So you want to focus on the good things that have happened and the good things that are currently happening in your life. And if you're listening to this saying, really, there's nothing good happening in my life, well, I'm going to help you out. First of all, you're listening to this podcast. I'm thinking that's pretty good. Secondly, you're alive to listen to this podcast. I think that's even better. And third, you are actually listening to the podcast, you're alive, and you're doing it because you want information that will actually help you achieve and do life with power. It doesn't get any better than that. Not necessarily the podcast part, even though that's pretty cool, but the part that you are looking towards something bigger, something better, something more, something that you want, something that you desire, rather, to have in or bring into your life. The seventh point that I have for you is you need to remember where you come from. You need to remember who made you. Remember God. You are never alone. You are never without people. You are not here to be an island. You have to remember that when you say a prayer, that your prayers are heard, that God is listening to those prayers. And if you say that, well, I prayed and God didn't hear me, well, yeah, that's kind of outside of faith because you're kind of controlling God's timing. And so the point that I'm making here is that when you can use these seven points and take these different strategies and incorporate them into your life, then you are going to improve your interactions with others. Why? Because you're going to improve your outlook on life. You're also going to boost your achievement. Why? Because you're going to improve your outlook on your ability to achieve. So start making those connections. And here's your power action for today as we wrap up. I would say take a sheet of paper, and at the beginning, the first thing that I suggested was that you write down the names of loved ones, friends, you know, acquaintances, and even write down the names of people that you'd like to meet. And if you say, well, I don't know who I want to meet, but if you know the area, the work that they do and what they do for a living or who they are, what they stand for, right? Just write down the subject of that and just leave it blank. And then you will start to run into those people. So write those things down and then write down three places that you can go where there are actual live people and where you can start making connections or reconnecting. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I just want to remind you as we wrap up, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. If you have not signed up for our newsletter, you want to join the Power Up newsletter for sure, because you're going to get some amazing golden nuggets that will help you do life with power, that will help you stay on point and achieve your goals. Not only that, it automatically puts you into our Power Achievers book club giveaway. Periodically, I will give away some books, and your name automatically goes into the drawings whenever we're having those drawings. And so you want to make sure you're signed up for that. And speaking of which, you want to check out our Power Achievers book club. You can go to our resources page on designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see the link that there, and you'll be able to check out those books, the books that I recommended for this month. One of the books that I recommended for this month, it's on our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. So go to Facebook and be sure and click that like button. We are bringing you more information on our Facebook page, but we're streamlining it. In other words, we're bringing you information that gets to the point and will help you to achieve your goals. So we got a lot of things going on there. Also check me out on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm everywhere you look. Anyway, you guys, get connected, and you can check out our Power Achievers Club, because depending on which club you are interested in, it doesn't matter, I believe. You can sign up for our groups, and we're going to do some live interactions there. Still not the same thing, but you're joining that group so you can get answers, very specific answers when it comes to your very specific goals. If you have any questions, go to our Facebook page, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can send us a voicemail, and we will listen to your question. If we use your question on our show, you're going to get one of my free books, or you might get one of our t-shirts that say Do Life with Power, or you could get the famous Do Life with Power mug. We use your question, you'll get one of those gifts. We will not use your question without your permission. So feel free to ask your questions. You will get a response. And hey, I think that's all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. So get connected. You know, you got to come out of your shell if you want to make it, if you want to be strong, if you want to go bold this year, you got to ask questions and just kind of seize that moment. You know, the object of the game is to get the kind of income you want, the kind of physique that you want, the kind of love that you want. And I mean, just do life with power, you guys. Let's just do this thing, right? Have a great day.